from the harpsichord in the 1780s, we're going back in time to hear the birth, I suppose, of the instrument that superseded it eventually. And the last of these early keyboard recitals is another one for which I need an introduction, Anthony, because the one name I know here is the maker of that original pianoforte, Cristofori. The others are all new to me. So tell me what's going on.
Well, this is the earliest ever piano music. It's a set of 12 sonatas by Ludovico Giustini, who was an Italian priest and organist in Pistoia, and he published these sonatas in 1732, the year Cristofori died, but 30 or more years before the piano really took off anywhere in Europe, before J.C. Bach, one of J.S.'s other sons, was writing and publishing piano music. So this is music that's normally a footnote. Everybody who's ever read any books about the development of the piano will probably have seen these sonatas mentioned as a footnote, and that's where they've stayed. But on the evidence of this amazing set of discs here, 3-CD set, they really should be played.
Music by Giustini from one of the first ever collections of pieces written specifically for the piano, published in 1732, played by Andrea Cohen on a Kirsten Schwarz copy of an original Cristofori from 1726. And you know, that new instrument, the first piano with hammers rather than pluckers, if I can put it like that, it doesn't sound as though it had an immediate impact. Do we know much about the reactions of the people who played it early on?
It seems a brave publishing venture on Giustini's part, really, because there can't have been that many instruments around. In that area of Italy, round about Florence, where Cristofori was based, there were certainly a number of these instruments. There are only three extant Cristofori pianos, though. And This is 30 years after it was first mentioned. It didn't take off for a long time. Why Giustini wrote these sonatas, we don't know, but he must have known the instrument he was writing for, and he marks in his music, and he makes it very clear it is this as well, because although the disc doesn't mention this, the second part of the title of these sonatas, Sonatas for Harpsichords Which Can Play Softly and Loudly, commonly called the Harpsichord with Little Hammers, and he marks in his music forte and piano, and even, as we heard in that last one, he marks più piano so that there's a diminuendo implied in the music as well, something that only the piano could do. Harpsichords could change volume by changing keyboard, but the piano could actually make the sound get gradually quieter.
So he's obviously exploring the potential of what is, to him and anybody else playing this instrument, a new sound world. But does that come across in the quality of the music itself, or could this just as easily be played on the harpsichord apart from those dynamic variations?
It's typical of harpsichord music of the period, and I think a lot of it would work very well on harpsichords. Cristofori made harpsichords very famously, and I think it would work very well on his instruments. It's not music which is radically different. It's not a million miles away from Scarlatti. His Esercizi were published in London at the end of the same decade, in 1738, and it's music which is moving towards being two parts, full of elegant moments, feminine cadences, appoggiaturas, melody-dominated music, so that it's very much part of the emerging galant style, what would move on to C.P. Bach and the classical music. Beautiful example of Cohen's playing, beautifully dynamic shape playing, and I love that little pause just before the final cadence and superb ornamentation in what is a really quite a galant movement. He's marked affettuoso, one of those qualifying words, descriptive words, that's part of this emerging galant style.
Now, Anthony, what about the actual sound? Because is there any way that we know that this is what those early Cristoforis would have sounded like? Because there are so many ways in which keyboards of this kind can be voiced, aren't there?
As I said earlier, there are only three Cristofori forte pianos in existence, and they've been largely got at over the years, so that we're not terribly sure how the more perishable parts of the instruments would have been set up, how the leather on the hammers, assuming there was leather on the hammers, how the leather on the hammers would have been voiced, how heavy the stringing is. And they do vary in sound, the modern copies. Some of them, I think, are more mellow sounding than this one. But this has a tremendous excitement, a sort of harpsichord-like zing in the bass, and a powerful clavichord sound often in the treble as well. So I think it seems to me a very good idea of what probably one of these instruments would have sounded like.
Well, it doesn't cost too much to buy the disc because it's from Brilliant Classics. You'd pay for these yourself, would you?
I think so. I've just ordered a set and I think it was just under £9. I've also ordered the facsimile of the music as well. I shall be playing this. Thank you.
Music for the Cristofori piano by Lodovico Giustini, played on a modern copy by Andrea Cohen. Far more than just a footnote in the history of the piano, thinks my guest Anthony Noble. And if you agree with him, as he said, it's not a lot of money to ask for three CDs from Brilliant Classics. You'll find full details of all the discs we discussed on the CD Review website and CFAX, BBC One, page 651.